Hello and welcome to the Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter meets mission. Friends, today we will be reflecting on a reading from John's Gospel, starting in chapter 12. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples and one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and then given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and he held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there, and they came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. All right, this is such a loaded reading today. I've got three points that I want to pull out today. This is one of the most beautiful witnesses to me, at least personally, of the fact that when the scripture tells a story of the miracles of Jesus, those aren't just one-time occurrences that happen, you know, in a void and never get referenced again. This is one of those beautiful occasions where we see the story of the raising of Lazarus truly had implications in the life of Jesus and the apostles that lasted for a long time, right? Jesus didn't just go about raising people from the dead and then skip in town. But here we see that Lazarus's existence was a constant spectacle after the day that he was raised. Not only that, but his mere existence became a threat to the Jews, who then formed a plot to have him killed, right? That's kind of a sad situation for poor Lazarus, but man, that's an encouragement to me that that story of Lazarus as being raised to life, it made echoes, right? When we see Jesus work in miracles, don't be afraid to shout him from the rooftop. Don't be afraid to share that testimony, to share that story. I wish that, you know, I pray that in our lives, when we experience the miraculous power of God, whether it is someone being raised from the dead, or whether it's, you know, a body or a heart being miraculously healed, or Jesus coming and changing circumstances, let's tell that story to the point where it can change people's lives, transform their own situation, lead them to a point of conversion, right? Here's the big point I have for today in the short time left. We had a conference here at Damascus this past weekend all about worship. Worship comes from the word worth-ship, right? To give God worth, to proclaim that he is worthy, not just with our words, but with our actions as well. Here we see in scripture one of the most authentic acts of worship that's captured anywhere else. Mary, who takes a liter of perfumed oil and dumps it on the feet of Jesus and dries it with her hair. Friends, this wasn't something that happened every day, right? We see that this costly perfumed oil was worth so much, 300 days' wages. That's a lot of money, friends, regardless of where you're from or what you're doing for work. 300 days' wages. And she poured this out on the feet of Jesus and wiped it with her hair. A couple years ago, my buddy Dan was driving and he spilled a jar of perfumed oil in his car that was supposed to be used for an activity here at camp. And his car smelled forever until it was scrapped, right? The house smelled Mary's head smelled forever. Why? Because she poured it all out, acknowledging that Jesus was worth a complete and total gift of everything. Even in the midst of persecution from one of her, you know, presumably one of her friends, Judas, right? This was an act of worship that was worth everything. How many times do we go to Mass? Do we make our acts of worship? And in reality, they're worth very little to us. God, give us the grace to participate in worship that's meaningful. We pray this in Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, have an amazing day. God bless.